Well, good evening, Waukesha, and all those listening to Waukesha. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. I am here at the Paul Revere Show. I'm here with my ever trustworthy producer, Evan Preston. Good evening, Preston. This is the Devil Radio, the Shaw as it's known, every Monday night at 7 p.m., 5:40 a.m., 101 or 92.7 FM. Folks, here we are. We've had 1 week of spring, and we're 1 week away from April 5, 2022. April 5, 2022 is the primary, well, not the primary, folks. It is the nonpartisan elections all over the state. And tonight, we have a unique experience, a unique opportunity. Call-in number, 844-967-2789. But what I say about interesting, I'm honored to have with me this evening Daryl Enriquez, a fascinating personality, and I want you to meet him because he is running for county supervisor in Waukesha. And folks, right, all politics is local. It all starts locally. Democracy is local. If we're not out voting, if we're not picking our representatives, if we're not participating in our government, we are just missing the gift, God-given gift that we have, right? We've now thinking about all those kids and folks in Ukraine who are being bombed and killed and murdered by an autocratic dictator by the name of Putin. And it is really, really important that, you know, we use this time of spring, a new awakening, a spring awakening, to pay attention to this gift that we all, I think, take for advantage, which is our local government. And Daryl is here, and he's asking for your vote, I'm assuming, I'll let him ask, on April 5, 2022, if you're in his district. But he was, before he decided to delve into politics, he's got a fascinating history, and he was a writer, a journalist, and one of those folks that represent what the First Amendment and freedom of speech is all about. So with that, welcome, Daryl. How are you?
Great. Well, thanks for having me on, Mark. I would like to tell my story and seek everyone's vote and let everyone know why I think I'm the best candidate for this position. How should I start?
Well, let's talk about who you are. What's your family? Where'd your grandparents come from? You know, what is it about your history that helps create you? So,
well, I do have a... I'm 68 years old, so I do have quite a history going back to when I retired from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as a reporter back in 2018. I have 40 years at the Journal Sentinel, acting as a reporter, a beat reporter, a columnist. I wrote a column called Vista Hispania, Hispanic Views. I also wrote a column called Waukesha FYI, which was more of a blog than a column. Was one of our first attempts at digital communication, and it was pretty well received. What it was I just sort of emptied my notebook and wrote about non-news items that happened around town, and it was very well received because it wasn't gossipy, but it was informative. This is, you know, Waukesha is a very small town, and people love to find out what each other are up to. And that was the point of this. It was very early social media and truly a social non-judgmental sense.
So let's sort of get your personal roots and your family story that got you into journalism.
Well, my first brush with journalism was I would spend summers with my grandfather in Milwaukee, and we would have, he was a Hungarian immigrant, by the way, came over as a very young man, and we would spend breakfast time together. I would have farina, which is sort of a cream of wheat, and he would have a bowl of cornflakes and a black coffee, bowl of black coffee, which always puzzled me, but he enjoyed it. And he was always read the Milwaukee Sentinel, the morning paper. And I asked him once, I said, Grandpa, why do you read that? And he looked over the edge of the paper with these, he had these beautiful blue eyes, and he looked at me and said, because where I come from, we don't have this. And those words have always struck me throughout my career.
So that's powerful, right? Because Hungary, at one point in time, was part of that whole Soviet structure, right? Yugoslavia,
yes.
Tito.
Yes.
And the he had to, did he come here to flee from that, to start a new life?
Well, he was sent here to avoid the wars. His grandfather, or his father put him on a boat somewhere, it's in Albania. And it's the peninsula or a bay that goes up along the western side of Italy. And he said, son, I'm never going to see you again. And he was on the same boat that later rescued the folks in the Titanic. And
wow.
Was then sunk off of Ireland by a German U-boat. Not when he was on it.
But, right, obviously.
I did some background research and... That's why I'm a very curious person.
So that's one set of the genetic stream that makes up Enriquez. So where does Enriquez come from?
Well, my grandfather, John Enriquez, came up from Mexico. He didn't, again, avoiding a war. And he worked his way up to Minnesota, either working in farm fields or in the mines. And eventually became a farmer in Fond du Lac and also was part of a mariachi band. Then he came to Milwaukee to work in the tanneries and was able to save up enough money to open a Mexican restaurant on 6th and National, Little Mexico. And as a youngster, I recall my uncle owned a barbershop on one corner of 6th and National. My grandfather's restaurant was around the corner, so he always had rice and frijoles and tortillas. Frijoles are beans. So we'd go there after the haircut, and then after that, we'd sometimes go over to El Gato Negre, which is the black cat, which was owned by my uncle's mother. And I'd have a Coca-Cola, and I think my dad had a beer. And then my mother would call and say, Carlos, is Carlos there? And I forgot the aunt's name. She said, yes. And my dad said, time to go home. So that would be our Saturdays, about once a month.
So, right. I mean, that's the beauty of our United States. We are, other than, Native Americans or African Americans who were brought over as slaves, like my ancestors came from Sweden, Denmark, Germany. Everybody's coming here looking for new beginnings and democracy.
Well, it really is a land of opportunity. To this day, I still hear that desire and thrive to get ahead. A friend of mine, a person from Greece, came over to open a restaurant, and another friend of mine from Scandinavia came over to open a HVAC company. And we sat one evening talking about their opportunities. We were talking over coffee. And they said that the European economy is so closed that people can't even get a start. But here you can. They said that's so... what my grandfather was able to pursue, my two grandfathers, it's still available today. So, and that's, to me, I see this opportunity running for county board as an, I can change my lifestyle sort of seamlessly. It's a lot of work, but it's available.
We'll get into that a little bit here. We're coming up on a break. Just before we go to the break, you are, you're married, you got a couple of kids.
Yes.
And on the other side, we're going to talk about how that family background, desire for a new America, opportunity, got you into journalism.
Okay.
And the lessons you learned from journalism. And then we'll get into what does that mean in terms of politics and why vote for Daryl, all right?
Sure.